Precision Jewelers, this is Summer. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You doing a little bit better?
Yeah. I took a gummy last night to help me sleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was exhausted, though. I was in bed by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, we're good.
Yeah. How's your daughter?
She said she's okay. I mean, she didn't see everything go down. It was just after the fact, and, I was the one who,
saw everything.
And, yeah. But it was, the one cop looked at me, he goes, wait, you did what? So I got a model out of the car. Oh. So nobody's hurt, and I said, well, it's probably not any more than an ego, but,
true.
It's like, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. How was yesterday? Were you guys pretty steady, getting busy with holidays?
Starting with holidays, but I think just some people that are kind of shoring up different things that they'd already been looking at, and so it was like it would be super steady and then just kind of there. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Nicole has been helping TJ on the bench get caught up, so, a lot of repairs are going out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I know now's the time of year people start bringing in their stuff that they've had in their jewelry boxes for a while and ask if you can fix it up, make it look brand new so they can re-gift it, right?
Yep. That's exactly how it is.
I know. I remember. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun.
Yeah.
So,
I know. Is Nicole around or is she tied up already?
She's actually at the bench already.
Got it.
She's up.
Go ahead.
We'll come in about 9:30.
You must have, jobs, left and right over there. Holy moly.
Yeah, I mean, TJ's, but then, there's been people that have been bringing in, this one had 5 different jobs to one customer.
Oh, geez.
Another customer had 11.
Wow. That's a lot of repairs. 11? Holy crap.
Yeah. So, what was 11 cleaning checks, and then after she had to get it, then there were things that she had to have fixed and all that kind of stuff. So it was it's actually really a double. She did the cleaning check, and then you're like, okay, here, she's got to do X. And
yeah,
then you have to go back in and do all that. So, yeah.
Right.
So. Yep, yep.
Good. Any diamond calls that I can help you out with, or any studs that you guys have holes in the stud program, anything of that nature?
At this point, I think we're good, but I know that we've been having some, people come in and talk about diamonds and stuff, so we're hoping those will come to fruition. Yeah.
Good. Anybody ever ask about lab? I know you really have not gotten into lab grown. You kind of...
Some people do, and then what we do is we get it in when we need to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got some studs that are sterling silver. They're a tenth of a carat lab grown.
Oh, jeez. They probably cost next to nothing.
Yeah, they're like $150 retail. So, but those are part of a special that Nicole got.
Like a memo type program?
She bought them, but it was you bought it this in bulk thing, and you got a really, really good deal on it.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, we do the lab when people ask for it specifically.
Yeah.
It's because she'd much rather still just deal with the earth grown. So.
Yeah, I know, because they maintain their value. Labs keep dropping. It's horrible. Us. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, today will be your lucky day. You will have somebody looking for some natural diamonds. And you'll be giving me a call, okay?
Definitely will. Okay.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.